I blame it all on David Cassidy. That's who I blame.
Oh, my God, he's on.
It's all on my fault. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. You're responsible for the divisive country we've become.
You.
Yeah, I'll put it all on my shoulders, Beth.
Well, that's good.
I can bear the weight.
You're damn right. David Cassidy, his Christmas album, David Cassidy Christmas. David Cassidy has new recordings of Christmas songs available on his website and online for downloading. He's picked the songs that mean a great deal to him and which his fans have consistently requested that he record. I want to hear about the album because I got to tell you, I grew up a nice Catholic boy. I'm not a very religious guy now, but I grew up a nice Catholic boy, so Christmas is a big deal for me, you know?
I grew up in a rather religious environment myself as a young man.
See?
Yeah.
That's why you're doing a Christmas album. So I want to know what cuts are on David Cassidy Christmas.
Well, my favorite cut is an original song that I've never done a solo album, Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Christmas album when we made albums vinyl in 1972 that went like triple platinum, and it was only out for like 6 weeks, but this was me taking the band that I tour with and play with all over the world. We went to the studio into Chicago where my co-producer Craig Jay, who's been working with me a long, long time, we got our band together and we cut it all live. And my favorite song from the original Partridge Family album is an original song that Tony Romeo wrote for me, called "My Christmas Card to You." But I took all the songs that really celebrate, and for most of us, it's a time for families to come together. It's mm-hmm. a time for us to reminisce, and it has a lot of nostalgia, just the whole aura of Christmas. And my fans have been requesting me do this for years, and I finally got around and thought, you know what? The time is right. Our country needs a little more love.
Boy, that's
and needs
true.
A, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm really proud of it. The reaction's been fantastic. And it's now available at David Cassidy Music or .com or, iTunes. And it's just gone up, and today's the first day of December. So just want to wish you and everybody there in Minneapolis, where I've been many times. What a great town,
yes.
Honestly.
I
played there a few times, but I stayed there for, I think it was 2 weeks back in the 80s. I did the show I did on Broadway, Blood Brothers. And, you know, people don't really know, but it is, I'm talking about people on the East Coast or the West Coast don't realize that Minneapolis has more artists per capita and more musicians, more intellectual, educated people, and it's because you're where you are geographically located, I think. But it's a fantastic, fantastic city. And I'm not just saying that because you're there, but obviously I'm talking about it.
Well, I will tell you, David, I have a great memory of when you were in town. And I've never even told you about this. But yes, back when you were staying in town, you came into this radio station and did this morning show one day.
Yes.
You came in and appeared on this morning show. And we had a ball, and I've never told anybody. I don't think I've ever told this story. It's a true story.
Well, tell me.
But so you came in, and you did the show in person. We had a great time. You're a terrific guy, and you were very generous with your time. You took pictures with every woman in the building because some women, I don't know what it is, but, David, some women think you're cute. But anyway, moving forward.
It's
so
a long time ago.
You were, no, I'm looking at the album cover. You're a handsome devil. But anyway, so you're on, and we had a ball, and then you had to leave. And about a half an hour later, Donny Osmond, who was also in town doing like the Joseph's Technicolor Yawn or whatever it was called.
Oh,
I don't know what the, the show was called.
Yeah.
But he came in studio.
I forgot the name of it, but they just kept doing the same thing. It became like a disco version or something. I don't know. I never saw him do it. I did the original Broadway production of it back in 1983, I think it was, on Broadway, of Joseph.
I think you might be right. So this part, here's where you come back into this. So I'm talking to him on the air about what a great guy you are, because I had never met you before. I said, David Cassidy was in, just a great guy, and blah, 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 blah. And then we went to commercial, and he said something about, I'd like to focus on Joseph. I don't want to really talk about David Cassidy. And in your honor, I threatened to beat the piss out of him. So I want you to know that. That's a true story, David.
Well, it's hysterical. So he had like a problem with me, and I didn't get it. But he followed in a lot of the things, artistically, entertainment-wise, that I had done. He ended up doing, like, I had television, be it theatrical productions, as I mentioned, Joseph. I did the original Broadway show back in the 80s. And he ended up doing that. So, God bless him. He's a very talented guy. I don't want to concentrate on that. I'd rather talk about Joseph. That's just so weird.
Can I address the elephant in the room?
Yeah,
what's going on in the background there? It sounds like someone's like filing a big old jail bar or something.
A what?
I don't know. It sounds like someone's sawing or...
She hears things.
Oh.
It's just an echo on his phone.
No, I like to do a little carpentry when I'm...
Exactly.
Thank you. Get my skill saw out.
If I can take a little time... Now, David, I didn't even know that he had always had a kind of a problem with you, but he didn't want me talking about you. And I will tell you, and then I'll let it go, and I want to talk about David Cassidy Christmas. But what I actually said to him was, because it had happened, and there was a celebrity boxing thing that was going on one of the networks. I don't remember what the hell it even was. And he said, why would...
Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah, and I said to him, that's exactly what I said to him. I said, I got to be honest with you, David was a really good guy, and if you think Danny Bonaducci kicked your ass, just wait to see what happens.
I'll bet that went over really big, Tim.
Yeah, he was a pretty cocky little devil.
Oh, I don't know. I can't, honestly, I can only say he's a very talented guy. I wish him all the best. And I have no time for any of that negativity.
I understand.
We need a lot more love in this world right now. And to celebrate what a great country we are and have been, Christmas is a time. And it's nostalgic in every ounce of what we do in our Christmas spirit should be to celebrate, be you a religious guy or not.
Mm-hmm.
What a joyous time, and families come together. It's a time for us to reminisce about what Christmas was like when we were kids. I mean, that's what most everybody relates to. First time you walk downstairs and you got underneath the tree and saw those gifts. Anyway, to all my friends that actually have asked me to do a Christmas EP or LP, however you want to define it. But I'm glad I finally did it, and we did it live, and it was a really great experience, and I've gotten great feedback. So hopefully a lot of people will do it, and you could go to David Cassidy Music, or as we said, iTunes also.
You know what I really like, David, is that when people on the show found out Michelle Tafoya's here, Michelle, you're not doing NBC's Thursday Night Football. You don't do Thursday Night Football much, do you, Michelle?
I never do. Oh, I only do the Thanksgiving game. That's the only Thursday night game.
But David, we hear your name. They heard me promo that the David Cassidy is up next, and everybody gets all happy and excited. That must make you feel good.
It makes me feel fantastic. Are you kidding? I mean, to bring joy and light and happiness to people, as I just said, we could use a lot more of it considering what the climate is, not only in this country, but all over the world. And, it's a beautiful time to just celebrate and take the moment that we can share with our families and our friends and, you know, rocking around the Christmas tree, Debbie. That's on you.
I think it's wonderful. David Cassidy, Christmas. David Cassidy has new recordings of Christmas songs available on his website and online for downloading. One Christmas card is a new version of a record he did years ago. It's a fan favorite. Yeah. DavidCassidy.com. I think it's wonderful, David. And I tell you, I'll say it again. I said it 20 years ago, and I'll say it again. You're a hell of a good guy. I love having you on.
Thank you, buddy, and I really appreciate that. God bless all of you out there, and Michelle, I still like your work.
Well, thank.
I mean,
are you still mad at me for the tool?
In fact, you only do Thanksgiving. No, it's really great to talk to y'all, and I wish everybody there have a safe, happy, healthy, wonderful Christmas. And I hope I get to talk to you again, Tom.
Oh, anytime, pal. Call in anytime. Okay, wonderful Tom. Talking. Thanks, David.
You too.